Welcome to the School Scoop Podcast. This week it's episode 4 for the week of January 28th, 2007, and this week we'll be going into February, so that'll be cool. And this is our show. So enjoy. Okay, we have a great show for you this week. My friends, the rest of the School Scoop, couldn't make it this week, so it's just me, Carson. But we do actually have John's Hobo Bob story. And that'll be interesting. And we also have some random facts and jokes. A mini lesson on burritos, and so stick around, because... And now, a message from our sponsors.
When I'm feeling hungry and I want something squishy, I reach for Mrs. Cow's pies, 'cause they're so sweet and gushy.
Mrs. Cow's pies, that authentic farm flavor. When you unwrap that little package, you're in for a big surprise.
So why not plop on over and get one at your store?
Get Mrs. Cow's Pies today, and you'll find you stepped into something good.
Thanks, Mrs. Cow's Pies, for sponsoring us. Yeah, they paid me to say that. They pay me with cow pies, so it's kind of gross. Okay, we need a slogan, because we're random, we're wacky, we're the School Scoop. It just doesn't work to me. I mean, to you, you must be like, oh, that's the greatest, but I don't think that's gonna work. And no, well, here's the rules. Make it appropriate, no, like not, well, too appropriate, it's like not bad appropriate, and make sure it fits the show. I mean, not like eat beans, you know, it doesn't fit our show. And the second rule is, it's not John. That's people who say that a good slogan is John, they lose. No, they're disqualified. No, I don't know. You can email your entries to theschoolscoop@cox.net, and we'll announce the winners sometime. So please enter that contest, you guys. It's going to be fun. Pickle. It doesn't work. Okay, you guys might be lost there, but, I really love pickles, you know? You may not know that. And so, MuggleCast, it's a Harry Potter podcast. Their little catchphrase is pickle. Yeah. Okay, really, it's not funny, but it doesn't work with us. Okay. So I hope you entered the slogan contest. And here's some random facts and jokes that weren't meant, that got deleted from our last show. Man, I really wish John and everybody was here, because it stinks without them. Yeah, it does. Man. Who left out that cheese again? Okay, we got these jokes from the-jokes.com. And, this is just a quick little thing. We might not be here next week because, you know, we just won a trip to Disney World and a free laptop and a PlayStation 3. We've been getting those a lot lately. You know. my jokes don't work. For those who don't know, those were pop-ups. We're definitely going to be here next week. Okay. Our first joke is called What Comes After 10? And the teacher asked little Johnny if he knows his numbers. Yes, he said. I do. My grandfather told me. Good. What comes after 3? 4, answers the boy. What comes after 6? 7. Very good, says the teacher. Your granddad did a great job. What comes after 10? A jack. Get it? You know, like a deck of cards? Ha 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 ha. That one's not too funny, but I didn't get it at first. My friends had to explain it to me. Yeah, John thinks that little Johnny kid's, you know, gambles too much. Oh, John. Our next joke is called No Milk for You, and it's also from the-jokes.com. Little Johnny was playing in the farmyard one morning. The chickens were out running around and getting in little Johnny's way. In a temper tantrum, he started running after them and kicking them. His mother caught him kicking the chickens and said, "That's it, no eggs for you for 1 month." Later that afternoon, Johnny was playing in the pasture and soon started chasing the cattle and kicking them with his feet. His mother again caught him and after a brief moment thought, said, "No milk for you for 1 month." Early that evening, Johnny's mother was cooking dinner in the kitchen when his father came in from the barn. As he closed the door, the barnyard cat slipped into the kitchen. Johnny's father gave the cat a kick back outside. Little Johnny looked at his mother and said, "Are you going to tell Mommy, or do you want me to?" Get it? You know, like, no milk for him? See, that one's pretty funny, you know? Yeah. That's our jokes, and here's our random facts from www.hookedonfacts.com. Percent of people cannot lick their elbows. Brad Pitt has smoked since the 6th grade. People with blue eyes are better able to see in the dark. 1 million people each year are bitten by animals in the U.S. About 400 different kinds of microbes live on and in the human body. And Pepsi Cola was originally called Brad's Drink. And no, that doesn't have anything to do with Brad Pitt smoking in the 6th grade, even though John thinks it does. And some breeds of chicken lay colored eggs. Does the Easter Bunny deliver them for them? Non-dairy creamer is flammable as well. Surgeons who don't listen to music during operations perform better than those who don't. Wow. That's interesting, you know. Never thought of that. Maybe they listen to Bone to Be Wild, you know, get it? Bone to Be Wild. Those are random facts and jokes this week, and you can get more of them at the-jokes.com or hookedonfacts.com. Okay, Jayon, the popular staff member, sports writer, he and all the other people like Larkin, Janine, Ethan, Andrew, they couldn't make it this episode, but John, he still lives with us this episode because he gave me Bob the Hobo, a story to read. And let me tell you the story about Bob the Hobo, like how Bob the Hobo was created. We were doing, like, fake conferences, you know, because conferences are coming up. We were doing them with a buddy, and he was partnered with someone, and he drew Bob the Hobo on his folder cover, and they were done talking and stuff, and so John explained to his buddy about Bob the Hobo, because they asked about it. They're like, why'd you draw that guy on your folder? And this is the story of Bob the Hobo by John. Bob the Hobo is a hobo. He has a long brown beard. He's bald. He goes to McDonald's for breakfast and has a sausage McMuffin with cheese and bacon, I presume, and mustard. Yes, mustard. And for lunch, he has a McDonald's double pounder or quarter pounder with cheese and pickles and bacon. Then he takes a long nap and brushes his teeth with his rat named Harry. Bob then goes to the dumpster diving for exercise. Bob then waves hi to John and does the chicken dance for some spare change. He then comfortably sleeps in the dumpster with Harry, his hairy rat. Okay, John, that was like the scariest, like the most kind of weirdest, stupidest story I've ever heard, you know. But I guess it was kind of heartwarming. Bob the Hobo, chicken dance, his rat. Yeah, it's a story from the heart. Definitely getting Newbery this year, you know. Our song of the week this week is Drake Bell's song, I Know, and so here it is. Enjoy.
All alone, guess again, you've been known to take the hand of any man. Fill your fantasy, you're there, a big mistake. You're the pride of everything that comes around this messed up town, you know.
Baby, give me a sign.
Okay, the school scoop has popularized the popularity of burritos, and we're going to do a little segment called Mini Lesson and a Brief History and Information on Burritos. I'll be your teacher. Now get out your science burrito books and your Coca-Cola and enjoy. A burrito is a Mexican dish consisting of a flour tortilla, usually filled with meat, such as beef, chicken, or pork. In northern Mexico, the only region of Mexico in which burritos are generally found, the meat is usually the only filling, and the burrito is rolled fairly thin. In the United States, however, fillings generally include other ingredients, such as rice, beans, lettuce, tomatoes, guacamole, cheese, sour cream, or pickles, if you're me. And the result is considerably larger. The flour tortilla is sometimes lightly grilled or steamed to soften it and make it more pliable. The word burrito literally means little donkey in Spanish. The name burrito possibly derives the appearance of the rolled up wheat tortilla, which vaguely resembles the ear of its namesake animal, or from the bed rolls and packs that burros carried. It has been established in the United States court that a burrito is not a sandwich. I thought everyone knew that. Oh well, that's our mini lesson on burritos. I hope you learned a lot. The principal of our school wants to make the newspaper only 4 pages. I mean, I can see she wants to save paper and stuff, but only 4 pages? It's usually like 10 pages, including backs and fronts. It's gonna be so hard if we want to make it 4 pages. It gets me, like, so frustrated, so stressed out, it makes me want to yell in Japanese. But I guess I just can't spend the rest of my life yelling in Japanese. It'd get pretty tiresome, especially because I don't even know Japanese. Anyways, you know, we'll see what happens with the 4 pages thing. Personally, I mean, I enjoy and respect her ideas and all that, and her rules. I just don't want to make it 4 pages. I mean, 4 pages, that's like, not a lot. You can express your ideas and everything if you want to, and send it to us at theschoolscoop@cox.net. Yeah, I can't do that Japanese thing again. It's a one-time thing. Okay, High School Musical 2, the sequel to the hit movie, is coming out this August, and August 17th, 2007, it says on Wikipedia, but that may be wrong. We don't know yet. It'll have all the normal people and stuff, and it'll occur during summer. We're going to talk about the poster. You can see it on the Wikipedia article, wikipedia.com, and it's really cool. The thing, except it looks like Zac Efron was pasted in there. I mean, it's really funny looking how he looks. It's really funny. Yeah. And according to a Disney Channel poll, you find out that the movie begins on the last day of school in Mrs. Darvis's classroom. On the last day of school, Troy promises to teach Gabriella a skateboarding trick, and Troy prepares a picnic for Gabriella, and Zeke correctly guesses Sharpay's favorite pastry. Ryan reads a book by the pool. Sharpay has a personal golf cart. Sharpay has a favorite drink. Wow, imagine that. There will be a University of Albuquerque mentioned in the movie. And most importantly, a Hannah Montana star will appear in the movie. Either Miley Cyrus, Jason Earls, Emily Osment, or Billy Ray Cyrus. We don't know yet. And, yeah. Also confirmed for the movie is the plot. To stay together as a team during the summer, the East High Wildcats get a job at the Evans' Country Club as caddies, busboys, and cooks. Every year, the Country Club puts on a show, which all the club members and employees put on their own acts. Sharpay unites the club members, while the basketball team organizes the employees. It is confirmed that Troy will kiss Gabriella, and there will be a musical number that occurs at the swimming pool. Yeah. In Zac Efron's interview to Top of the Pops, he said there might be a fling between Sharpay and Troy. Wow. We've got some updates about what's happening with the School Scoop. We're making a book series. Yes. We're really excited about that. I can only give you titles for right now, so that's that. But here are the titles. The first one is called The School Scoop. The second one is called Superstar. The third one is called Get a Clue. Fourth one is called Doggy Doom Care. And the fifth one is called I Took a Trip to the Year 15,000. So, you know, they sound pretty interesting. And I can give you some things that are going to happen in all five books. You'll find out which will happen in which. Carson drops a celebrity's iPod in a toilet. Something happens with Glockenspiels. Stephanie tries to find the cafeteria worker's personal hidden stash of Cheez-Its. Someone has to give CPR with a dog. Ethan gets stuck in an elevator, and John is in the city, you know, New York City, something like that, in his underwear. And John milks a cow. Larkin stirs butter, and Janine faints. So, you know, it sounds pretty interesting. Also, I can tell you some songs for the School Scoop remix soundtrack. You know, we don't have the full track listing, actually, but we know there's going to be Stick to the Status Quo from High School Musical, and we're all in this together from High School Musical. There's also going to be an introduction rap, and some remixes of songs, like John's song Backwards, which was featured in the last episode, which is pretty funny. So I think you're going to enjoy the next soundtrack. So that's it on the segment about the School Scoop updates. But no, one more thing. The next issue is coming out sometime the week of January 28th. It's coming out this week, so enjoy that issue and keep reading the School Scoop. Dun 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 dun. Welcome to the School Scoop News. I'm Googly Gooba, your favorite newscaster, and this week we have a few things to talk about. Catherine McPhee's solo album, originally titled Catherine McPhee, is coming out, and it will feature Open Toes, Over It, and Love Story. The album comes out January 30th. Also this week, the High School Musical Tour finishes its show in Los Angeles on January 29th, 2007. Also touring with the High School Musical crew is Jordan Pruitt. And recently, Emanuelo Mercado del Toro, world's oldest man and world's oldest person, died January 24th. He was 112. Let's take a moment of silence for him.
Thank you.
Okay, that's good. A rare eel-like creature identified as a frilled shark is discovered in Japan by a fisherman on January 23rd, 2007. And President Bush recently spoke, and it was broadcasted everywhere. Also, this weekend, or the previous weekend, Epic Movie, kind of like a scary movie, came out. And it was just recently Holocaust Memorial Day in United Kingdom. And January 29th, it is Day of Ashura in Islam. I don't really know how to pronounce that. I'm sorry. The School Scoop was recently put on iTunes, as you all know. And so I hope you guys are subscribed to all that. It's very cool. Very, very, very cool. And that's pretty much it. I hope you enjoyed the School Scoop news. This is Googly Goopa signing off. Dun 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 dun. Okay, we have a clip to play for you. We don't do this very often. Well, sometimes we do. But I thought this was hilarious. And so I'm going to play it from you. It's from American Idol Season 6, which is still on now. You can catch it on Fox on Tuesday nights and Wednesday nights.
If I were the king of a forest, not queen, not duke, not prince, all my regal robes of a forest would be a satin, not cotton, not chintz. I command everything, be a fish or fowl with oof, oof, in the royal growl. Oof.
Oh. Mm. Yeah. Well, Simon, any comments?
But what am I supposed to say?
Now is your favorite segment, where we do weird things to hit artist songs. Now, coming out soon, Catherine McPhee's album, Catherine McPhee, has a song called Over It, and I don't think she's going to sell many records with a voice like this.
You call me in love.
Wonder why she didn't win American Idol. She's like a woman. She sounds like a man. Yeah, who knows? Maybe her CD will be good. Next up is Jordan Pruitt. Is her song Chipmunkager. Give me a break, I'm just a chipmunkager. Yeah, enjoy. hope you enjoyed this segment and you keep listening to Doing Weird Things to People's songs and you had fun listening to all the funny things. And that's it for our segment. Bye-bye. Well, that's our show this week. I hope you enjoyed it and you had fun listening. And I hope you listen to future episodes of the Old Scoop Podcast. And maybe next week we'll have more of the Hobo Bomb story, or we might maybe even have some of the Skull Scoop with us. And so, I'm going to take you out with this song. It's a good song. Bye! Oh yeah, if you're still listening and all that. Pickle.